thousands of historical U.S. government documents that had been declassified and available for public access have now been reclassified and removed from open shelves at the National Archives. Six government agencies, led by the CIA, have been combing through the documents and withdrawing those they consider to have been wrongly released to the public. The reclassification program is detailed on the website of the nonprofit group the National Security Archive, which advocates for more public access to government information. Tom Blanton is director of the National Security Archive. He joins us in our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
You describe the general outline of what's in these documents that have been removed as ranging from the mundane to the banal to the embarrassing. What's in them? What's so embarrassing and mundane about them?
Well, one of the documents they pulled out is one where the CIA and the State Department are arguing about who messed up. There were riots in Bogota. Who missed it? And they're having an interagency tussle. It's embarrassing. But it doesn't say anything about sources or methods or real secrets.
And this was in what year?
And that was, what, 1948? But the absurdity of these documents is every one of them was published in formal official reports, histories by the U.S. government on the web. You can see a lot of them at the State Department website. Historians had copies of them. But now, if you go to the box out at National Archives or at a number of the presidential libraries, the document has vanished. In its place is a little sheet that just says, sorry, this thing is secret.
There was one apparently about a propaganda program to drop leaflets into Eastern Europe by
hot
air balloon.
Can you imagine? Well, this is still considered to be a secret intelligence method. So there's kind of a reflexive approach you see in these documents. One set of documents is about the Japanese at the end of World War II. We were intercepting their various foreign ministry traffic. Were they interested in surrender before we dropped the bomb? Huge historical debate. It looks like the CIA just went back and pulled any document that said intercepts, as if that was any kind of real secret today.
Let's talk about the chronology here. I mean, these are documents that were only ordered declassified fairly recently, 1995. It was an order by President Clinton.
President Clinton basically looked at the end of the Cold War, end of the Soviet bloc, and said, we've got a mountain of old secrets that are 25 years old or older that are costing the taxpayers money to keep, that aren't real secrets. So he did an executive order, said if things are more than 25 years old, you better find a real specific intelligence source who'd be damaged, some real specific design of a weapon that'd be used by a terrorist to withhold it. Otherwise, it's coming out. And tons, I'm talking about 200 million pages a year came out. Well, that has ended, and this program is one of the reasons.
What's behind this push for reclassification of these documents that had been made public?
As in just about everything the government does, there's a kernel of reasonableness. In that massive push to release documents in the 90s, the immortal phrase of President Reagan, mistakes were made. Mm. So the CIA hadn't gotten to review the State Department intelligence documents before they were released. So CIA wanted to come review those. You can say, oh, well, if the CIA created that information, they ought to have some say in what happens to it. The problem is, then you get into an endless daisy chain of referring a document from one to another, and the public is starved for its own history.
This reclassification program has been going on for some time now, and it itself is supposed to be classified. You're not supposed to know about this. How did it come about? How did it come to light?
The memorandum that supposedly governs it is still secret. We've got a Freedom of Information request in to try to get that released. We didn't piece it together until a real enterprising intelligence historian named Matthew Aid came to us and he said, I think this is an intelligence program. He then found some examples, and we convened a meeting out at National Archives on January 27th. And National Archives, to its credit, kind of fessed up. They said, well, here's where the problem came from. It started in the 90s. We've been doing this re-review since 99. We don't encourage the agencies to do this re-review. It's a waste of our time and their time. They have the power to do it. So they're proceeding. We asked for the memorandum controlling it. They said, oh, still classified.
What have the intelligence agencies themselves had to say, if anything, about what they're doing and why they're doing it?
The most we've gotten out of the intelligence agencies is, well, we released a lot of documents in the 90s, and we're releasing more today, and sometimes mistakes are made, and all we're doing is trying to catch them. Well, you can look at the documents for yourself and say, was this a mistake? Or is this knee-jerk secrecy? Is this secrecy to cover up embarrassment? And I think you'll conclude the latter.
Tom Blanton, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Tom Blanton is director of the nonprofit National Security Archive. Today, a CIA spokesman objected to the term reclassification. He told us the agency has released more than 26 million pages to the National Archives since 1998. But he said if other agencies release CIA information, the CIA has an obligation to know what's out there.